Log Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Your Radio Promo. This is Robert J., your host for today, and I wanted to welcome you to a beautiful Friday morning, October 23rd, 2015. My good time is just flying, isn't it? It's amazing how many things we can do and say and throughout every single day, how many things you can get done in a 24-hour period. And a lot of times you don't even realize how much you've actually done until you've done it. And at the end of the day, when you rest your head down, two things can happen. One, you can actually think about and reminisce about your day, or you just fall out and you go to sleep and you wake up the next day and you do it all over again. But 24 hours is not a lot of time to some, and 24 hours to some is a lot of time. It really all depends on how you use that time to your advantage. And that's what we're going to talk about today is time management. And it's going to be a real quick call today. I keep saying call. It's as a habit I've got, a call, radio show, whatever. Generally, technology now, I'm allowed to actually call into the station. And that's why I call the call, because I'm technically speaking to you over using the old telephone. That's what they call it. That's what I used to call it anyway. I'm sure that will be phased out pretty soon. You'll be able to snap your fingers and be in touch with your loved ones. It's just amazing with technology where it's gone. Time management, that's what I want to get back on point here. It's real simple. It all depends on what you want to do with your life. How many goals have you set? What is it you're going to do today? Our house, we have a calendar. Every single day, there's something on there. Now, some days it's blank. They usually get filled in over the month. When it be doctor's appointment, something comes up, you have to meet with someone, whether it be business-related or school for the kids. You have your PTA meetings, interviews, you name it. The list is endless. Myself, I don't write a lot of things down, and that's a very bad habit. I should write them down. I tend to at least use my memory, and it's worked out pretty good for me so far. There's other times, of course, it wouldn't work so good for me when I miss a doctor's appointment or something like that nature. The thing that's furthest from your mind, recently I went to the dentist. I had to reschedule my work schedule due to the fact that the appointment was made several months ago. Well, my schedule was different. The time of when I set it was completely different on my daily work schedule. So therefore, I had to go ahead and give a little bit of advance notice, let them know that I'm leaving early that day or going early to be able to make it to the doctor's on time. With time management, they have many courses out there, and you may want to Google it. Just go to google.com or even bing.com and find out what your best, what your interest might be, what might work best for you as far as making it towards succeeding for you in your daily life. As far as the time management courses, colleges teach them now, I'm sure, and I recommend just getting online, like I said, Google it or Bing it, and find out more on how you can set up your schedule. You can get just a cheap sheet of paper, a dollar store. You can get a book of five sections in it and arrange your time there. Get a calendar and get a planner, a Frankel Day planner, and get any kind of planner for that matter. Go to the store and just pick up a planner. They work out pretty good. And I mentioned on my previous show that we have Evernote. Not we have it, but I use it, of course. And that's actually a great system. I love it. You can do a lot of different things, including set up your schedule. Technology-wise, it probably is best if you're savvy with the Internet. If you're on here today, most likely you are. If you're not and you're saying, well, I'm never going to learn how to work the Internet because it's I'm not too bright or I don't know how. And let me tell you something, it's the best thing for you to do, even if it takes you a little bit of time, a little bit each day, learn it because it's definitely the wave of the future. You remember the cartoon, The Jetsons, throughout our lives, this entire generation and some, has always been relating to, hey, you know, we're going to be like the Jetsons. We're here. We're literally are here on the cusp of the Jetsons. And if you don't know how to type, you don't know how to actually get on a computer and send an email. You really need to just take 2 hours, copy and paste. It's really simple. When I first did it, yeah, it was a little intimidating, but, you know, quite honestly, anytime you, as a baby, you take your first steps, that's intimidating too, right? We don't know how the kids actually think, and it's cute and all that, but what does a kid do when he falls down? He gets back up and walks again and falls down and, you know, trips or whatever, and it's cute and all that, but they continue to do that, and guess what? They succeed. And the next thing you know, you're running after them, and you're tripping and over yourself trying to find out where they head to. But time management, once again, is crucial for you to set up and have a regimen on a daily basis, even for fun. Put something on there for fun with the family. Go on a trip. Take yourself to breakfast one day, whether you take it with your loved one or yourself. Set that time up as well. Everything is important, whether it be fun, whether it be with your, you know, family, if you church, if you go to a synagogue, or you any kind of praise and worship for yourself. Take advantage of that. It is so important to do that on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, it's very healthy for you. So time management, like I said, it's a real simple thing. I'm not a time management guru or professional. I have read a few books on time management, and every one of them helped me out along the way. Unfortunately, I'm human, and habits are hard to form, to improve, and to fix, and it's probably not a bad idea to just grab a book and learn how to do time management as well. Libraries have a ton of them. You can go online, Amazon, and pick up a book or two there. You can go online right now, probably find a blog or two, and read about how you can better spend your time for your own life. The one book I've read a few times throughout my life is Think and Grow Rich. And Think and Grow Rich was written by Napoleon Hill. Phenomenal, phenomenal author. If you ever get a chance and you're online, get on there and find out. His audio, his videos are out there. He sent us courses past many, many years ago. However, the knowledge and information, a lot of the people who are teaching successful principles now are based on that. A lot of it is actually based on the Bible, believe it or not. But Napoleon Hill did a wonderful job as far as putting this book together and sharing it with the world. He interviewed many, many successful people at that, and during that time, over a 20-year period. And he has written other books as well that can help you. But the Think and Grow Rich definitely is one of my all-time favorites. He talks about infinite intelligence, accumulated experience, experimenting and research. It's really endless. I recommend you definitely picking up the book, or at least get online and put on your earbuds, put on your headphones, whatever, and take a listen. If you're on the internet anyway, you might as well educate yourself while you're surfing the web. Take notes. OneNote is another actually great tool that Microsoft put together. OneNote, Evernote, they're pretty much similar, same kind of idea. But you can actually have that even on your, put it on your cell. Have the apps available for both of those that can definitely help you with your time management, as well as you advancing in your career, whatever that happens to be. If you tune into my show today, I'm Robert J. This is your radio promo. We're actually working on the kinks a little bit here and there to get the show up to par. Our launch date, or I like to say launch date, but our debut of our new program is going to be early November 2015. So we're looking forward to that. And we do appreciate, if you want to make any comments or whatever, feel free to visit us at viralvoiceovers.com. I'm sorry, excuse me, at viralvoiceovers. That's actually the name of my website, viralvoiceovers.com. You can visit there. If you need any consultation or any help with your social media management or social media marketing, I'd be glad to help you. I'd be glad to guide you in the right direction. I do a lot of that myself. I have great web designers. I make a phone call or I drop a text. I can have those guys, my team, work for you. But feel free to tune in our show. We haven't quite decided if we're going to be doing a weekly or daily. I like the idea of doing a daily 15-minute show. Talk for a little bit, get some information out there. Eventually, we are going to do a call-in talk show as well. Once we get to that stage, we'll definitely put the word out there. But if you want to visit, like I said, Twitter, if you have any comments about the show, feel free to do that. You can go to at Viral Voiceovers. There you go. I'll get the hang of this. Here I'm talking to you about technology, and I'm still trying to get the grasp of it. But social media is most important. I will tell you that today. At least get that out there. Social media, if you haven't already, you already don't know that. I mean, you've heard of Facebook, you've heard of Twitter. There's so many other channels out there that can help you with your business, with your succeeding online. Of course, one's Pinterest, the other one Instagram. I've had those for a couple of years now. However, I just recently got back involved in a heavy way, recommended by some other people out there. I've learned out from online folks as well, and they've really turned my whole outlook on the internet and as a whole and business. So I'm really excited about that and excited to bring the show back up. I've done this, I've done mainstream radio before, sang in rock bands years ago. I've done Blog Talk Radio several years ago and just basically picking it back up and decided, you know, there really is a need and it's something that I know I can offer people and help. And if I can get on there and talk, even if it's a couple of days a week or whatever, then I'm glad to do that. So once again, thank you so much for joining in today. This is Robert J. Feel free to visit our website at viralvoiceovers.com. That's viralvoiceovers.com. You can leave information. There's a form there. You can fill out information at the website. And if you have any feedback, you can leave it there as well. If you have a need for any social media work or you want to actually be interviewed on our show, we'd glad to do that for you as well. And thank you so much for joining us today once again. Like I said, this is Robert J. We're glad to be here. We're looking forward to doing this on a daily basis. Our debut of our brand new launch is right now. We're targeting November 2nd, thereabouts. So thanks again. Have a wonderful day, everybody.